Hi, everybody. I'm here to present the Mobility Database. I'm Isabelle de Robert. I work for Mobility Data as a regional director for Europe. I'm based in Barcelona. I speak English, French, and a bit of Spanish. It's work in progress. So if there are any native speakers in Spanish, come talk to me after. I need to practice. And the reason I do this work is to make sustainable transport, I forgot to put transport, the easiest choice. I'm sure all of you take public transport as a principle already. I try, but I'm also a bit lazy, and sometimes I need to choose between the easiest or the most sustainable, often actually. And so my goal is to make sustainable transport the easiest for all the lazy people like me. So who is Mobility Data? Who knows about Mobility Data in the room? Oh, nice. I was expecting a lot less. We're a global nonprofit, HQ in Montreal, Canada. We're about 25 people, and we govern open data formats. All of you might know GTFS and GBFS. So we govern these standards, and something you might not know is that we also have a software engineering team that builds free and open source tools for the community of users. Our goal as an organization is to empower sustainable mobility stakeholders to make the best of their data, their digital assets. So you might already know GTFS and GBFS are what we call de facto standards. So it means a format or a specification that becomes a standard because of its worldwide adoption. So this is the network between GTFS, GBFS for shared mobility, shared modes, bike share, scooter share, car share. A lot of the work has been done in Europe to build this format because the market is big in Europe. And about 1,000 shared mobility operators use this format today. And what they do is they handle the communication between the operators and the general public using the service. So they represent rider-facing information, nothing kind of operational. It's really meant to share information to the public using the service, most of the time via trip planning apps. So these are a few examples. There is a huge open source community between these two formats. There is an official GitHub and Slack for GTFS, GBFS. We maintain the Slack. But there is also a very big community of folks building open source software. We also have a list, we've had it for a while, called Awesome Transit, and we should link the two links somehow. And we try to keep up with all of the tools that are available with a focus on free and open source. There is no rules to this list. Anyone can add their tool if there is one user or thousands of users. It's hard to keep up, so if you see tools that are not there, if you build tools, please add them to this list. We try to maintain it and keep it up to date. So before I introduce the mobility database, I want to talk about the problem it's meant to solve. We talked a bit about the quality of the data. Sorry for the Google Map screenshot. I know it's bad to bring that in an open source conference, but the point is that oftentimes this happens. So often we are stressed when we take public transport. We don't know what to do with this information. Having bad data, sometimes it's worse than having no data. It reduces the trust people have in the service, creates a lot of complaints. So the people that can afford to take a taxi, they take a taxi, and the one that can't, they arrive late to work. They are very stressed. It takes a whole industry to improve data quality. And originally, I didn't have policymakers here, and I feel very ashamed. And when you spoke, I added policymakers. Because in the open source system, we are a bit outside of what's happening in policy, I find. And so I'm very glad you're here, Jan. And I'm sorry that I didn't put policymaker on this slide. In our ecosystem, it's more the industry, so the public transport authorities, the technology partners, the trip planners, and I take a commitment to collaborate more with policymakers in Europe especially. So why do we have this bad experience in a world where everything is digital, we can do everything with AI, and when we take the bus, we have wrong information, the bus doesn't show up. It's very hard to translate data into a problem for the rider. So when the bus doesn't show up, it's a real experience. But when you see a data set, it's hard to trace and to be able to say, well, this will lead in a bad rider experience. Sometimes it's a bit obscure. We don't know how to measure data quality. We don't have tools to measure it. We have accountability issues often times between the operator and your app. There is five intermediaries. In Europe, there are the national access points that are supposed to help with all of this. It also adds another stakeholder. Sometimes they point fingers, you're responsible. We don't know who's responsible for the data quality. So the solution, one solution, is a product we're building called the Mobility Database. So it's an open data platform containing data in the GTFS and GBFS formats, essentially. It's free, it's open source. Currently, it has data from 4,500 sources, 75 countries. And the reason we build this platform is the data quality. I know we talked about availability, but it's the main thing we're trying to solve with it. And so each feed contains data quality reports. Our team also builds validators that evaluate the quality of GTFS and GBFS data and provide this official way to measure the quality. It is required in some places to use these tools. Here's an example of what a page looks like. So the metadata, I would say, on the left, license, contact information, and the features that are included. Is it only timetable, or is it only accessibility information, fares, etc.? It links to documentation. We just released visualizations last year, so this you can zoom in and out and be able to kind of see what the data looks like in practice. And the assumption is to try to make people understand the impact of having data problems. And we have the compliance report according to the spec, not the law in that case. And the value of this product is to make this data available for many reusers. So we have the cities that can use it for all of the planning they need to do, different scenarios. We have collaborations with the national access points. We exchange data. Some of them have integrated our tooling within their platforms. Of course, researchers, transport operators can use it to check the quality of their feed. Maybe longer term, is their data reused? For example, it's something we could add. Rider applications. So it has the reports from the official validators that we maintain. We have one for GTFS schedule. We also have one for GTFS real-time. It's not yet integrated. We have one for GBFS. It has a visualization to troubleshoot problems. You can see kind of the location of the stops, where the shape is. A lot of metadata, historical data is also available, or historical versions of the data for GTFS schedule only. They are widely used. We have a lot of contributors. We have our team, but we are, as an open source project, there is also a lot of people contributing, and we are lucky to have a lot of them. But we struggle with keeping this platform up to date. These are some of our issues. I'm sure that any of you building products on open data, you facing similar ones. The feeds become inactive. We don't know if there is a replacement. We don't know what the license is, or the license is unclear. Incomplete data sources. You mentioned some aggregate. Sometimes you have the choice of a bad aggregate or incomplete, more local sources. We don't know if the source is official, is it maintained, or is it an awesome contributor that did it for a hackathon, but then they don't do anything with it anymore. No coverage in certain areas, certain countries, we have no feed at all. And so I'm lucky to be in a room full of developers to present this. And so I couldn't help but to prompt you to support this project. I imagine you come from many different places in Europe, so I encourage you to go on the platform to look if there is the data from your city or from your country. Check the quality, bring it to the transport authority if they don't know about it. Add a missing feed. If you know of a feed that is missing, replace an outdated source. It's all on GitHub, open issues, whether for missing data, problems with the quality. It helps us also go to the official source and say people are complaining about your source, and it's not only us saying it. And open GitHub issues on also your ideas on how to improve the platform, new features and functionalities that would make it useful for you. And for the time that is left, I actually encourage you to go ahead and open it, the people that have their computers. I'm going to show a little demo, but go ahead. I won't be mad if you go on your laptops or on your phones. Open it, browse it. And I will show a little demo. I think it's my last slide. Yeah, okay. How many minutes? 5 minutes left. Okay, so here's what it looks like. I'll make it a bit bigger. And I'll put TMB in Barcelona. So this is what the page looks like. We know it's an official feed, so it means they have confirmed that the source is maintained by them. We can download the GTFS. We can open the quality report with issues in the data. Where to download the service range. So some of the things we are thinking about doing is, for example, sending notifications when the feed is about to expire, because having the feed expiring and not having replacement is actually a major problem we have. Which features are included? So here we can see they have, for example, wheelchair accessibility. We can click on it and get to the documentation. Another thing we're thinking about doing is adding what features could be included. If one feed only has minimal information, we can say, hey, you could add accessibility. Here's the documentation. And this is the big new thing, the visualization. So I'll also open the map. And I think we'll do just with subways and metro. And this shows the shapes. So the form that the riders see in a trip planner and the location of the stops. And that's it. I want to keep time for questions. How much time do we have?
There's nothing on Brussels,
seriously? There should be. Let's check. But maybe if you type STIB is how you find it.
Okay. And you have to know nine of operators.
Normally, if you type Brussels, you should. Wait, why am I?
Pretty sad, I have to tell you what I'm finding.
Yeah.
Have the land.
Here's the feed for Brussels, or for the STIB. Any questions? Yes.
I'm wondering, do you have an example of an unofficial feed that is like trusted by the community?
Yes. The feeds from, we removed them now, but we had some from gtfs.be. It's a platform actually in Belgium that were making the Belgium feeds available without a login, because you needed to sign a PDF document. But now it's not the case anymore, so we removed them, but that's an example. Yes?
Do you just take the feeds from different sources, or do you also make sure that the different sources mean the same thing? Sorry, for example, I know a couple of people who use wheelchairs in public transit, and some places say, oh, this is wheelchair accessible, and then they get there and it isn't. So do you look at sort of like crowdsourced information, or is it just the feed from the transport agency?
We take both. Our philosophy is to add all of the data sources we have, either crowdsource or official or aggregate, disaggregate, but just document it so people can choose. And then with regards to being able to compare feeds with each other, our validator measures what is included in the data. And so when we say the data has wheelchair accessibility, it will mean the same thing in every country. If the producer says it, or if the producers and the consumers use the same tool that measures it, then they have the same definition.
Okay.
Yes, and then you. Yes.
So you've got MSU to have understood. Are you actually consuming the data?
Well, we are pointing to the feed. We are consuming to build this platform, but we don't build any additional service. We are consuming to display them, but we don't.
We don't have an API on the data.
No, we do have an API, so that's not completely accurate. And we have a stable ID as well. So for example, in France, we rely on the National Access Point, Transport Data Gouv, and so they, with Île-de-France Mobilité, they have a stable ID, so if and they are in touch with Île-de-France Mobilité, they are the person. And then we provide an URL based on the Transport Data Gouv feed.
In that case, how do you deal with licensing? You have some kind of, are you replicating for that data the license that is coming with it?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So whatever opinions people might have on the weaknesses and strengths, can I finish my question?
Also, I want you to be able to add, because you had your hand the whole time.
Between GTFS and NetX, it's obvious from the presentation the EU gave that NetX is the way that things will be going in the EU.
Yeah.
Does your tool have any support for NetX, or are you planning to do this? Because having something like this that rates the quality of NetX feeds would also be very useful.
Yes, some people ask us, we consider it. But we govern this format, and so from a product perspective, it could make sense. But we also use the mobility database more selfishly to analyze and then make changes to the standard based on what we see, which we cannot really do in NetX. And so, but it's possible, but currently it's not really a short-term plan, no.
Within NAFCO project, there is a working group with that purpose.
Cool.
But we collaborate as much as we can. Yeah. Okay. Sorry.